Everyone likes a little personal attention. I'm Vashti McKenzie. This is your wake-up call. It's not that we're selfish or self-centered, peculiar, or particular. Or maybe we are, but we all like a little personal attention every now and then. That's why we patronize businesses that cater to their customer base and their needs. That little personal attention that keeps us coming back for more. The sales associate who is so understanding, the service station attendant who is patient, the clerk who answers all of your questions, no matter how many times you ask them and you get the same answer, and the manager who remembers what you purchased the last time. Businesses have grown and others have failed, all because they knew the value of their customer service. Other businesses have failed because they did not pay some personal attention to their customer base. We like to belong to groups where there's some personal attention, and we like to go to churches where people do give you some personal attention, where people are glad to see you when you come and they miss you when you're gone. In the Gospel of Mark in the 16th chapter, the women came to the tomb early in the morning. There they pressed their way to complete the embalming process without knowing if the stone was rolled away or if the soldiers would give them a hard time. When they arrived, they found out that God had already taken care of both problems. God had handled the stone and the soldier predicament. Then they had their angelic experience. Jesus is not dead, so go and tell my disciples and Peter. And Peter? And now here is that personal attention and Peter. What about the other disciples? Why not ask about John or Luke or Andrew or Nathaniel? Why give such attention to Peter? The mention of Peter is unique to the Gospel of Mark. The other Gospels do not specifically mention his name. And now we must ask the question, why? Remember that Peter denied Jesus three times after pledging his faith. He was prepared to defend Jesus in the garden, but denied him before the cock's morning crow. Peter denied Jesus not once, but three times. Here is an indication that Peter's mistake was not final. Let me back up and say that again. Peter's mistake was not final. Yeah, he messed up, but he could finish well. Peter was the leader who led the followers of Jesus into hiding. He made strategic mistakes, displayed poor judgment, and exhibited improper behavior. Have you ever done that and been there? Yet by calling his name at the tomb, was Jesus letting Peter know that his mistakes did not cost him his leadership position or his relationship with the Savior? Was this an indication that his mistakes was not final? David made a mistake with Bathsheba and continued to be king of Israel. He finished well. The woman at the well made mistakes in serial monogamous relationship. She finished well. Saul persecuted the church, but after his Damascus Road experiences as Paul, he finished well. Thank God for a personal touch so we too can finish well. All of our sins were nailed to the cross and buried in the tomb. If we confess, says God's word, God is faithful to forgive. All humanity was released from the bondage of sin so we could finish well. Our mistakes are not final. I'm Vashti McKenzie. This is your wake-up call, and this is where you begin to praise God all day long.